You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, welcome to it. We got the local, the state, the national. We got all the issues. And as always, we cover them solid, conservative, and just plain right. It is, by the way, 2:06 p.m. on the Wednesday. Well, listen, let me jump over to my comments for the day, my opening monologue. So it's kind of interesting. As this was coming up, I was looking at right now, thinking through things that are happening in culture and the fact that we need people who are willing to step up. We need people who are willing to even just say no. Because so much of what culture is doing is demanding that we take certain steps that we know aren't right. And yet too many people in the position to say no refuse to do so. Well, listen, in the shadow box on the shelf in my office is a large bronze medallion. It hangs from a ribbon that's about an inch and a half wide. The ribbon has two sky blue bands and a yellow band on it, and the medallion itself is about 2 inches in diameter, and the medallion hangs from a clasp on the ribbon in the shape of an eagle, and the word Legionnaire is on it. And then the actual medallion itself has a wreath around the border, and it's emblazoned with the cast image of a Roman soldier in full battle gear extending his hand down to help a fallen comrade. The medallion says on it, the Order of St. Maurice, and it also says the National Infantry Association. Now, the Order of St. Maurice is a recognition-based award for those who were inducted into the order for their roles contributing to and serving in the U.S. Army infantry. I was inducted around the time that I assumed battalion command, and at our next dining in, I made sure to have some of the junior officers and the NCOs of the battalion inducted as well. It was a high honor. But what made it even more special, though, was when I did the research to better understand why the Infantry Association chose to call their special order the Order of St. Maurice. So it's, gotta be honest with you, it's an epic tale, and there should be movies made about him. It's also a testimony to the kind of attitude that we need more of today, the attitude that says, not on my watch, and the kind of leadership that men and women look to that is so significant that they are willing to place themselves at risk for the greater good. It's really a story of men who are willing to look evil in the eye and calmly take the position that doing right ain't hard, even when it means that doing right means sacrifice. What we know today of Maurice may be part fact and part fiction, but it's nonetheless documented. He was real, and he is still revered in some parts of the world. Maurice was from Thebes, an ancient city in Egypt that was the capital of the region at the time during the period in which the Roman Empire had conquered Egypt. He is depicted in multiple ancient paintings and frescoes as a black man in full armor. And as was the custom of the time, Rome expanded its military to include the members of conquered lands, and Maurice became a soldier in the Roman army. He rose through the ranks, and he eventually became the commander of the Theban Legion, with approximately 1,000 men under his command. Maurice was also an acknowledged Christian at the time when Christianity was considered suspect and it was even a threat to the Roman Empire. Nevertheless, Maurice commanded his legion, which is also believed historically to have been made entirely of Christians. Well, the Theban Legion under his command was dispatched to what is now the Swiss Alps to help quell a rebellion. And before going into battle, they were ordered to make sacrifices to Rome's pagan gods. But Maurice pledged his loyalty to Rome and yet refused to take part in the rituals. Legend says he was then ordered to take his legion into the field and to kill and harass local Christians for no other reason than the fact that the Roman Emperor Maximian wanted them gone. We're told that Maurice told his superiors that while he was militarily loyal to Rome, that his service to God superseded all else, and that he and his men saw wanton slaughter as something that was just inconceivable. So under Maurice's leadership, legend says the Theban Legion refused to worship pagan idols and refused to destroy Christian villages, and Emperor Maximian is said to have been outraged and ordered that every 10th man had to be executed, a punishment called decimation. It didn't work. So the emperor ordered a second decimation of every 10th man left, and it still didn't work. So legend says that in and around the small village of what is now known as St. Moritz, or Maurice, in Switzerland, the entire Theban Legion was martyred. Earliest documents relating the events date to 453 AD, and I believe that Maurice was actually canonized as a saint somewhere around 926 AD. Over time, over 650 religious foundations and orders have been dedicated to his honor. And allegedly, the original sword and spurs of St. Maurice were actually a part of the royal regalia that was used to coronate the Austro-Hungarian emperors all the way up to 1916. It's said that his remains, and those of several of his men, are now entombed at the Magdeburg Cathedral in Germany. But in my opinion, despite the reverence for who he was and what he did, the real story is the backstory. It's the fact that a man, who his own commanders probably viewed as being the least among them, was a leader of such determination and such faith that he was willing to look his leadership in the eye and let them know that wrong is still wrong and he would take no part in it. More than that, he was a leader, apparently, who inspired his own men who were willing to sacrifice their own well-being just to follow his example. Now, we don't have any stories about defectors within the ranks of the Theban Legion. Maybe there were some, I don't know. But cowards don't become saints. And so history records that the great and principled stand of the Theban Legion and the leadership of St. Maurice did occur and is now still revered. I'm watching world events right now, and I'm believing that there are Maurice types among us even now. There have to be, because if there are not, then we're in a world of hurt. Within the ranks of an overly politicized FBI, a double standard promoting DOJ, a negligent DHS, an emboldened IRS, and the strange party line water toters that work in the Pentagon, there have to be men and women who are willing to look their leadership in the eye and say, that is not my mission. That is a violation of my conscience. I once heard a major tell a subordinate captain, and when I say subordinate, I mean he was a subordinate captain, that he needed to get his head on straight and remember that an otherwise lawful order did not have to be heeded if, in fact, it was illegal, immoral, or unethical, and that being unpopular was not one of the criteria. He was right. But too many sheep in high places these days refuse to question a leadership that tells them to act in a manner that flies in the face of their charter. You may not like the orders you are given. They may be unpopular, but yet necessary. But the orders that require an individual to violate their mission to provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and ensure domestic tranquility, those must be balanced against the standard of whether they are illegal, immoral, and unethical. Maurice dealt with that very thing. And we need more folks right now to heed the example of St. Maurice, commander of the Theban Legion, doing the right thing, for he and his men came at a great cost, to be sure, but doing right ain't hard when you're a principled individual. History does not canonize sheep who go along to get along. Cowards do not become saints. Doing right ain't hard. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yep, St. Maurice. The medal hangs on my shelf. It's designed to something you can wear with your dress uniform to special events. But the history behind that, when I read through what it stood for, why he was selected, just way cool. And I'm telling you, man, there's a Braveheart style movie out there that needs to be made about his life. Phil Williams, Right Side Way. Solid, conservative, and just plain right here on Right Side Radio. We will be right back.